It's just after 7 a.m. and 17 degrees outside as Bill McKibben heads across the snowy Olympic Stadium in Lake Placid, New York, to meet with Chris Seymour.
So you're putting clister on some of them?
Well, we're just trying a blue clister underneath the hard wax.
In the world of cross-country skiing, Seymour is an artist or an alchemist. He's an expert at layering the sticky waxes that help skiers kick and glide. If he gets the wax right, Bill McKibben will have smooth sailing today. If he gets it wrong, McKibben will slip and plod his way over a 25-kilometer course.
It's a combination of the temperature of the snow in the air, the humidity, and also a little bit of magic.
So should I go out and try these?
Yeah.
McKibben heads out to test his skis and to grab a quick breakfast, sucking down a tube of high-energy paste.
A little goo. Oh, you know you're serious if you're willing to eat this stuff.
Taking this sport seriously has been Bill McKibben's passion for the last year and a half as he researched Long Distance, his book-length meditation on endurance skiing.
If you're going to talk about endurance sports, there's probably no other single thing that's quite as demanding of your body as cross-country skiing, simply because it uses every muscle all the time.
More than 400 racers will ski this course today, many of them from the Great Lakes states and Ontario, where cross-country skiing is hugely popular. It's a tough sport, McKibben says, but also a democratic sport. Anyone can sign up. McKibben doesn't expect to win today, but he sees the competition as a way for racers to measure themselves.
As I sort of was trying to say in the book, there's as many great races going on all through the pack of people out there skiing, and there's as many great races going on in your head, too, as you ski. I mean, how hard are you going to push yourself, and how hard can you push yourself? And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't sleep very well last night.
This is a large field of classic skiers. We're now 10 seconds to the start of the 19th annual Lake Placid Lopet. Good luck and have fun.
The day is perfect. Men and women go streaming out of the stadium, up the first low hill into the woods. This scene is a joy for race manager Greg Stratford. Cross-country skiing has been hard hit by a recent chain of warm winters, which many in the sport blame on global warming.
The Nordic industry has been very susceptible to the weather, and it's been one of the most predictable things to see a thaw or two throughout the winter. And people just basically have packed their gear away and have forgotten about the sport.
Racer!
There's no sign of a thaw today. Up at one of the checkpoints, snow is falling lightly as kids from a nearby school gather to help with the judging and to cheer on the racers.
All right, here comes another one.
119. Woo!
Bill McKibben pumps past up the hill, grinning through the rime of ice on his gray beard. An hour or so later, we meet up again at the finish line and go inside the lodge for some final thoughts.
It was good. It was actually, the snow was beautiful, and it felt great. I mean, if you finish feeling good, then you tell yourself you probably didn't push yourself quite hard enough. So maybe I didn't, but it really felt nice. It's just such a pleasure to be on snow and working hard and feeling pretty good anyway.
Bill McKibben's book, Long Distance, is an essay on middle age and family, but it's also a sort of love letter to this sport and to winter, and to the glory of skiing the North Woods that he's worked to protect. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid, New York.